You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
It's a daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Wednesday, the 22nd of May 2024. The Australian share market fell today, but only just by 0.1%. We'll have the details with Francesco Destratis from Ord Minnett. But first, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand, which did hold official interest rates at 5.5%, but said that lifting rates was, quote, a real consideration, because some consumer prices are still too high. This reflects some sentiment around the world. And for more, take a listen to the Reserve Bank of New Zealand Governor Adrian Orr.
We then did the compare and contrast to the rest of the world, and gee, guess what? That's exactly the same. When you look across Australia, you look across the US, you look across the UK, Europe, it's the domestic services primarily, with only slightly differences around which components. A big component that has been really persistent on domestic inflation has now largely dissipated, and that is the cost of building houses. But what is left now is insurance and rates and rents. And they've all got their own independent stories that eventually monetary policy will win the day, but they are just less sensitive over time. You know, there is a limit to rate increases. There is a limit to insurance increases.
That's Reserve Bank of New Zealand Governor Adrian Orr.
Now, Market Day on the SBS On The Money podcast.
There was an obvious reaction to those comments on the Australian share market, because it fell from its highs of the day straight after the RBNZ decision and commentary to finish down 0.1% at 7,848. For more, I spoke with Francesco Destratis, an investment advisor at Ord Minnett. Francesco, what's driving the market today?
Well, the market started reasonably strong and then fell away around midday. I think that had something to do with the announcement from the Reserve Bank of New Zealand. Look, I think the market at the moment is just balancing the strength of some earnings growth with some companies. And then we're heading into what they call confession season. So there's a few landmines that might explode on people. Yesterday we saw James Hardie and Sonic Health that put out some downgrades in their guidance. And today we've also seen AP Eagers Group, that the automotive company, put out a warning as well. But on the flip side, there's some positive ones as well. You know, Webjet had an update, and they update the market with some significant growth on the horizon for them. So that's been a positive. Look, drags on the market today: Telstra, Wesfarmers. Wesfarmers coming off because I suppose the consumer relationship with, you know, the likes of AP Eagers, and some negative, I suppose, consumer numbers coming out of the US as well. Main drivers, I suppose, the positives on the market today are the resources sector and the banks. BHP, Rio, Fortescue have got the positives on the index, and a couple of the banks in ANZ and Macquarie. QBE is having a reasonably strong day also. So I think the negatives are balancing out on the positives, and we're just in positive territory at the moment.
Can we focus then on the Reserve Bank of New Zealand, since you said that impacted the market? It left rates on hold at 5.5%. I actually listened to the media conference that the governor of the RBNZ issued earlier today, and he said that there was a real consideration in terms of lifting interest rates in New Zealand. So my question is, all this discussion around the world about potential lower interest rates globally, is it a little too premature if we take a look at what New Zealand's talking about?
I think it's probably more like premature or wishful thinking, one or the other, whichever way you want to look at it. The Reserve Bank in New Zealand indicated that, you know, inflation's still a bit of a problem. I think their inflation rate's still up around the 4% level in New Zealand. And, you know, rates at 5.5%, whilst they are high relative to where the rates have been post-GFC, if you like, they're, you know, relatively, I suppose, average compared to what you look at over the last 40 or 50 years. So I think central banks around the world are going to have to get the reality setting into consumers and businesses that, you know, rates around 1% or cash rates around 1% are not reality. I think reality is going to be around the 4 to 5%. So I think we're going to see rates at these levels for quite a bit longer. The Reserve Bank of New Zealand, you know, they're the first one off the rank, you know, and they're indicating they could go higher. We've seen that here in Australia, and I think, you know, the US is indicating that it might be some time before they cut rates. So I wouldn't expect to see a rate cut this year.
Speaking of the US, I mean, shares there are still doing well despite rates staying high. The S&P 500 hitting a record high. NVIDIA quarterly results out tonight. I think that's a very closely watched one. What's your take on what's driving the US and what we should keep an eye out for?
Yeah, look, the quarterly results on earnings have been quite promising, although promising relative to where analysts are, I think. So there's a bit of surprise upside on some of the results. Retailers are reporting declining sales, and that's what we've seen, I suppose, with the negativity coming into Wesfarmers today and some other retailers. So, look, I think the market on a valuation basis is reasonably expensive, not very expensive, but reasonably expensive. So I don't see much more upside in the market. If we do see rate cuts, I think there probably is more upside in the market, but I'm hesitant to say that we will see rate cuts until next year sometime.
Okay, Telstra, if we look locally, continue to tumble today following its update yesterday on earnings and those job cuts. Shares, though, now at a three-year low. What's your take on the company?
Yeah, generally when you hear job cuts, you'd expect the share price to actually go the opposite direction to what it is today. But, Telstra is lower. And look, I think, there are some negatives there in Telstra. The CPI-linked pricing model that they use, they're moving away from. I think that has a potential to be a positive too, because they could put prices up outside of any CPI. We are seeing a relatively high inflation environment at the moment. So that's seen as a negative by the market. There is some talk around that, they might lose that monopolistic tendency in rural areas as well. I struggle with that one. I think, 40% plus market share in the mobile network for Telstra, I think that can grow, particularly after Optus had that data leakage last year. I think you'll find that there was some transition from customers moving away from Optus. But now that contracts might start to expire, you might start to see a bit more of a shift of market share away from Optus because of that data leakage last year. So the other thing you've got to look at with Telstra is, there's a fair bit of stability in their earnings. The cash flows are really supporting the solid dividend. So some investors might see it as an opportunity.
And finally, where do you see the opportunities in general for investors at the moment?
Yeah, look, well, Telstra is one, I think. I think this sell-off, we've seen, over the last 12 months, I think Telstra's off about 35%. And I think on a valuation basis, we're starting to get into a territory where, for a long-term investor, it's going to provide good income and potentially some steady growth. I wouldn't expect it to grow considerably because the market here in Australia is fairly saturated. So Telstra's there. Ampol's another one I like in the energy space. They've got that refinery business, which is relatively protected by government because it's seen as an essential infrastructure. And then they've got the retail outlet where they get good margins on the retail side of things with the fuel stations and the groceries out of those retail outlets. So I like Ampol. Another one that's come to my attention over the last couple of weeks is Aurizon, which is the old Queensland Rail. They're going to deliver you about 6% dividends. Coal around Queensland is still being mined and it will continue to be mined, and the export of it will continue as well, I predict. So I think, there's a couple of things there that are more long-term rather than short-term growers. Aristocrat has recovered considerably from its sell-off over the last couple of months. It's back to where it was about a month and a half ago at its highs. I still think there's good growth in Aristocrat as well. Looking at the companies that have sort of made some issues today, APE Eagers, 15% decrease in profit before tax, seen the sell-off of about 15% in the share price equivalency. I'd be patient on those. I don't think that's an oversold. I think there's potentially a little bit more weakness. Ingham's Group's come off a bit today as well because of potential bird flu down in Victoria. If that doesn't come to fruition, expect that share price to recover considerably and very quickly as well. So there might be some opportunities there for those prepared to take those sort of risks.
That's Francesco De Stratis there from Ord Minnett.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.